Chapter 12. Return to a New Future.
Matt?
Linda ran out of her room and bumped into her father.
Dad?
She said, confused.
What are you doing here?
Well, I do live here, sleepyhead. Happy birthday, smiled her father. I've got a surprise for you. Just give me 10 minutes to finish some work. It's great working from home, much better than that stressful office. He kissed an astonished Linda and went downstairs to his study.
How strange. Everything's different today,
thought Linda.
Dad still lives here with Mum and me. He has a new job and he's so relaxed and happy. What's happening?
An incredible thought came to her.
The past has changed. And if my past is different, then perhaps Matt's is too.
She rushed to her PC, connected to the internet, and did a search for Newbridge history. A website appeared, and she searched frantically for the fatal date. 20th July, 1864. She was right.
No victims in mine accident. Owner and daughter are heroes,
she read. Then she noticed another link and clicked on it.
Ebenezer Everslime and daughter Estelle. The story of two important benefactors for Newbridge. Incredible,
said Linda.
The Everslimes gave money to improve the lives of everyone in Newbridge, particularly the miners and their families. They built a school, a hospital, and a library. But if Estelle didn't die in the accident, and Ebenezer was a good man, then perhaps Matt's dad didn't investigate Bob Everslime. And perhaps he's not...
Linda didn't dare hope.
Linda!
Called her mum.
Time for your birthday breakfast!
Coming, Mum!
Linda ran downstairs.
I just have to call someone first.
Hands trembling, she called Matt's home in Newbridge. Hello? With enormous relief, she heard the familiar voice of Mr. Johnson.
Sorry, wrong number,
she stammered. She wanted to shout with joy. Matt's parents were alive. But a few minutes later, Linda thought of another, less happy aspect to consider.
If they are alive, then Matt still lives with them in Newbridge. That means he never came to London, and he never met me,
she thought sadly. On Monday, after a wonderful birthday, Linda discovered lots of other changes in her life. At school assembly, when the headmaster came in, Linda almost shouted with surprise. Mr. Wells was the headmaster. But the biggest surprise was still to come.
Boys and girls, today we have a new pupil, announced Mr. Wells. A boy in his new uniform stood up in the front row. Please welcome Matt Johnson.
Linda gasped as Mr. Wells continued.
Matt is living with his grandmother until his parents arrive in Greenwood, when his father starts his new job in London. We hope Matt will be happy here.
Everyone applauded. And Linda thought,
now everything is really perfect.
Linda Chapman, called Mr. Wells, please accompany Matt to my office.
Linda walked towards Matt, smiling.
Hello, Matt. I'm Linda.
Hello, Linda,
he replied. But his smile became a perplexed frown.
Sorry, Linda, but do I already know you?
Then he laughed.
No, that's impossible.
You do know me,
thought Linda. Then she said, joking,
perhaps we met in another life. Follow me. Mr. Wells' office is on the first floor.
Mr. Wells opened his office door when they knocked. He was headmaster now, but he still looked like a mad scientist.
Ah, Matt, Linda, he smiled. Come in. Please sit down. I just wanted to show you something very interesting on my computer.